You saw this stuff back there. There's more. Get it if you need it. Don't throw it around or any of that kind of stuff. Now, most of you know, I'm sure some of you don't, but I've been messing around with cancer here for quite some time. And some of you might like to know what that's like. Don't. But cancer does a lot of things. And first of all, to any of you that will get it, and some of you will, don't think you can't handle it. Don't think that God doesn't have something ready for you. Because he sure did me. I didn't know exactly what to say. I remember the first day I came back from this hospital in Des Moines, and I was told that I had cancer. Uh-huh. What was I going to do about it? Well, I told the Lord he had three things he could do about it. First thing was he could heal me. Boom. Second thing was, I was just going to handle this like any old human, find myself some doctors, and see what the doctors could do, and then I'd pray that God would do something with the doctors and all that kind of stuff. I got news for you. By the end, my doctors were absolutely amazed at what this old guy was going through and what he had come through. And they had something to say about God too. And the third thing God could do, I told him, was he could just kill me now and I could go to heaven and get it over with. So was I in really good condition to go on a cancer thing for Christians? I don't think so. But God had a Christian thing for fools that he could take me on. And when you live in Pella and you have cancer, if first of all everybody knows that house, that's the cancer house. And about the only time I'd be outside was going to the mailbox. And so everybody would ask me the same questions every time I went out to the mailbox, and it got old. And then I started getting things like this, cards. This one has a little thing from D.L. Moody on it, and it says, God doesn't expect the impossible from us. He wants us to expect the impossible from him. Sounds like D.L. Moody, doesn't it? And then I opened it, and they talked in here about HR, God's HR. Anybody here know what HR is? Human services. That's what you go to get a job for. What's that? Human resource, yeah. Oh, you can make it anything. So, yeah, human resources. God's human resources? It's what it says in here. And those guys from about four houses down the street from us gave me a shot, a good shot of God in cancer. And so I looked at it, and I realized that I worked at PPI, and I had heard about all their human resources, and I had heard from the beginning, you'll get paid every Friday, you'll get this every this, you'll get this every this, you'll get retirement. Oh, I hadn't told them when I was going to retire yet, but I did. Told them when I was 78, I was retiring. Of course, I'd retired about 3-4 times before that. And they said, that means that you'll be retiring this year, and you'll be retiring on the last day of September. Be there. Okay. Now I want to tell you what these lovely people down the street from us, I'm sorry, I could get all kinds of teary up here. That's just me. But God, Ufta, you Minnesotans will know about that, Ufta. It was incredible. And I want to share with you God's HR office, because he had a human filling that office. His name was King David. And he wrote Psalm 103. And I want to read it with you. I want you to know God's HR for going to work for him. It's pretty good. And there are a lot of things in it. First of all, I'm sure all of you knew the first couple of verses. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. They both start the same way. And one talks about his holy name. And the other one talks about, and forget not all his benefits. Human resources. Forget not his benefits. Have we forgotten his benefits sometimes? I know I have. I thought I was a pretty good human. You know, I'd handle this stuff, cancer, the way all humans do. And I forgot I got God. So let's look at some of this stuff, and we're almost done. Verse 3. By the way, if you have a Bible, I don't really care what translation you got. Run it over to Psalm 103, and you'll kind of get the diverse picture of, I've got the Amplified here, and so it kind of adds some things here and there, but that's okay. But anyway, verse 3. First thing. Whew, this one gets to me. Who forgives all your sin? Oh, jeepers. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. How do you get rid of sin? There's only one get rid of sin method. That's called Jesus. Ooh, not a bad start. Verse 4. He redeems your life from the pit. What pit? Well, I sometimes feel like I'm in the pit. And I've missed a verse here already. That sucks, but that's okay. I got stuck in the pit. And he redeems you. Redeems means he pays your toll and pulls you out. And crowns you lavishly with loving kindness and tender mercy. Oh. That's taking you right out of the pit. And back there where I should have had you, the second one. He heals all your diseases. Who else to tell that to except the guy hanging around with cancer, going to the mailbox to tell the neighbors
Well, the doctor said I was okay.
That bugs you after a while. Continuing on. Who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the soaring eagle. You know, at my age, all at once, something like what we did here about 3 weeks ago, and we went trotting up from back there over here to stick coins in over there. That was 54 years of something he had given me that was just incredible. And she's pointing at her watch already. She's back there in 1969. Yeah, I asked her if she'd mind kicking in with me for a while. 54 years later, here we are. He gives us his mercy and his grace. And I'm sure you all know the difference between mercy and grace. You get one and you don't get the other. The police will sometimes give you mercy. They'll never give you grace. The mercy means they won't give you what you deserve. Yeah, you were supposed to pay this, but we'll let you go. That's mercy. Yeah, we're going to give you all this. Mercy is getting rid of hell. Grace is getting heaven. You don't deserve grace, but God gives it to you. And he gets rid of hell. And yeah, anybody in here that thought they weren't going to hell on their own, yeah, you're crazy. You will, unless that same Jesus comes around and you let him. And it goes on to tell us how he dealt according to our sins. He doesn't go according to our sins. He forgives our sins. And all of that stuff, you continue on to about verse 11 there. And this one always has gotten to me. As for the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his loving kindness towards those who fear and worship him with awe-filled respect and deepest reverence. You know, I've been one of those science guys. Science guys that, you know, they sometimes comprehend how big is big and how small is small and all that stuff. And here God said, King David said, for the heavens are high above the earth. And if you ever have been in science and tried to calculate how high, it makes this thing look awfully small. As far as the east is from the west, so far he removed our transgressions from us. Just as a father loves his children and forgives, and we all know the story of the wayward son, so the Lord loves those who fear and worship him with awe-filled respect and deepest reverence, for he knows our immortal frame, that we're as good as dust on our own. Part of his human resources is he doesn't send you back to dirt. That's where you came from. He remembers that we are merely dust. We have a short life, very short. And then he says, but the loving kindness of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. You ever think of heaven? You ever think of everlasting? We don't have everlasting down here. We have lasting, and it doesn't last long. And his righteousness to children, to children's children. You mentioned somebody that's falling away, and when that's one of your kids, or one of your relatives, or one of your somethings, you start to fear and to wonder and to, and there's only one here that goes to his righteousness to children's children and children and children. And remember to do his commandments. The Lord has established his throne. He's king too, you know. In the heavens. And his sovereignty rules over all the universe, not just in England. You know, I was 7 years old when I went to the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, as we were part of the British group of countries. Yeah, it's a long time ago, we thought. She set records. Not God's records, I'll tell you, but records. God has his own throne. And so, keep that in mind. That's God. If you are up to it and going to some place in the God condition, I got news for you. You're in for some fun. I used to say, what's the difference between Christians living here in the United States and Christians that kind of go to other places? The ones that go to other places are crazy. The ones that stay here, they're doing what everybody ought to do and expect and all that kind of thing. But you go other places, you're the crazy one. You're talking the other language. You're even getting to know some people and finding out that there's a God for all. My director in Puerto Rico used to say, I sure was happy when the Lord said, go to the Caribbean. Because who wouldn't want to go to the Caribbean? This is where we can, this is doing the blessing of God work. It can be that way anywhere. And now to conclude, bless the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his commands, obeying the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts who serve him and do his will. Bless the Lord, all you works of his in all places of his dominion. Bless and praise the Lord, O my soul. Enjoy it while you can. The church was set out to work for the Lord. And this is a bunch of his benefits. And I got news for you. There's once in a while, he even came up with some new ones on us. Let's pray. Father, it's so incredible that I can call you Father. And I can be known as your kid. And you became my sacrifice. And as a sacrifice, you met all the needs of God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, I'm a bit scared going again. I don't know why. I shouldn't be. Dave the king was ready to write a list of benefits. And he was the king. Thank you. Thank you that you wrote us this book called the Bible. And you said, all is well with that sacrifice. Thank you. So now, as we go, or as we stay, as your kids, bring it all to being. In Jesus' name, amen.